Irina Lunina writes, I was born in Yekaterinburg, Russia, in 1979. My father was a doctor, my mother was a piano teacher, and I was an only child. We lived like a typical Russian family, but I dreamed of America, the land of wealth and prosperity. Well, Irina Lunina lived that dream for a while. She was a saleswoman for Bear Stearns, and then 1 year ago, the banking and brokerage giant collapsed. Lunina's story and those of four other former employees appeared in last Sunday's New York Times under the heading, What I Remember About Bear Stearns. Irina Lunina was 19 when she arrived in the U.S., excited about her American adventure.
I got out of the airport in Miami with, $500. Nobody met me. But you know what? The doors opened and I said, I'm going to live, love, and die in this country. I said, I'm not going back. And believe it or not, I should have been afraid because, oh my God. But, you know, I was feeling so safe. So to make long story short, I end up in New York and I went to New York College, Baruch College here, and always were interested in finance and was very thrilled to get a job at Bear Stearns.
You got the job at Bear Stearns. It wasn't the job you thought. You were actually going to be a sales assistant. You started off working on other people's expense reports. You ended up, though, through a very interesting circumstance at a much higher level. What happened?
I wrote a plan and gave the plan to my boss on Friday. I was very nervous. I folded. It was maybe 7 pages. I folded and I said, please, can you read it on your way on the way home while you're in the car? And he said, sure. He didn't know what it was. It was folded.
So cheeky, Irina.
I know, right? So because I would never get a meeting with him just, face to face, I decided to really do it this way.
So basically, he accepted the plan. You were stunned when he came back on Monday morning having read it, and he said, go for it. There was a second plan further down the line. You ended up discovering that Bear Stearns was not doing a lot of business in Moscow, whereas its competitors were.
Yeah.
You, having these ties, obviously, to Russia, decided to kind of take that and run with it. Now, you obviously were extremely successful at Bear Stearns. Can you tell us when things turned around?
For me, it was a sign in the firm where people were not really receptive to anything. People were just waiting for something. People were not talking to each other the same. You know, stock was falling. Everybody was really, there was a mood where is something going on within the firm, but nobody knows what it is. And then I think that throughout the firm were just this vibe of not being able to really go forward. It's almost like we were just working, but not moving. And then as a salesperson to a salesperson, we would just start talking, kind of rumors started where, somebody was laid off in this group and one person and two person and three person. Let's say next week was going to be a huge layoff. You know, people don't say buys because you don't really want it to. It's almost like you've never had the experience, but once you do, you can actually relate to all the people that ever were laid off. You never wanted to look at the people again in the same way where you just wanted to get out.
You did get out. You were asked to leave Bear Stearns along with many of your colleagues. What happened to you then?
Oh my God. The best advice that anybody gave me is to not look for a job. That's the best advice, because I was just crushed, because I put my heart and soul into this. Back then, I was going through even personal issues, and I had to end up on my mom's couch in the studio.
And your mom had moved to Brooklyn.
My mom had moved to U.S. My father passed away, and I was like, man, I don't know if it was worth it. I had to, struggle through a lot.
How would you define, Irina, that kind of awakening and the kind of realization that this firm, Bear Stearns, that you had done so well by, that this firm that you say, had survived the Great Depression, had survived World War II, that it was fallible?
I actually, once this whole thing happened, it actually stunned me. And I said, oh my God, but, that's U.S. And it's almost like I defined Wall Street as safe. You would always been taken care of. And I think that Bear Stearns almost was so safe and so big and was so giant and prestigious that I thought, wow, this is the safest thing that you could ever have, is to work for such a great company. And it was just gone.
Irina, just as we leave you now, what has been the take-home lesson in all of this for you?
Oh, the take-home lesson. I think that, you know, life is going, we are going to wake up tomorrow. We are going to, America got hit the first with the crisis, but they will recover the first as well. I believe in this. I don't know if it will be ever be the same, because believe it or not, I wanted to have a wedding right before, like 6 months ago, and even more people got laid off, and I couldn't. I knew they're not gonna buy me presents, so I decided not to have a wedding.
Such an admission.
I know, but you know what? They know this.
So much for true love.
I know, no. But
are you still going to get married, by the way, when the market goes up?
No, I got married, and my husband got laid off from Morgan Stanley, so here you go. So believe it or not, and all my friends, that's, you know, I have an international group of friends that actually work in finance, and every day they come in, or either they laid off or they are really nervous about it. And I think that this is not the time where it's always time for party. But I think that I'll wait a little bit when the time is right for actually.
When the market is up.
When the market is up, I know. Well, it's all about market.
So. All right. Thank you very much. Irina Lunina is a former saleswoman for Bear Stearns. She is now the co-founder of Atolo Capital Partners. So nice to talk to you. Thank you for telling us your story.
Thank you for having me.